For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hi guys, this is Teddy Mellencamp and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Popping Off, but instead of Emily this week, I am with our favorite Carlos King.
Hey Teddy and Emily, honey, I love replacing you just for the day, girl, just for the day. I'm popping off, sister.
She's going to be all jelly. I can tell already. She's not even responding back. Well, now you've gotten a taste of what everybody that works with me has to deal with me sending clips like every 2 seconds to update the rundown. Like, poor everyone.
I know. It's the accountability in you, girl. I'm not a 10-year-old, Teddy. I know how to like open a link. I know not to share it. I know not to like... It's okay, Teddy. I'm a journalist like you. You're Teddy Walters. I'm Carlos Winfrey. So we are good.
Listen, Carlos Winfrey, there are some people that I need to micromanage a bit. So it's just in the habit. Okay.
I receive it, girl. All good.
But no, right as we're about to start popping off, the last like little clip I sent was because we had just heard Brittany on a podcast or whatever talking about how, don't worry, guys, they picked up cameras again to start filming The Valley after everything happened with me and Jax. So yeah. This is my question. Obviously, Emily and I will recap once I think The Valley starts premiering next week. But do you think this is a publicity stunt or do you think?
You know, look, I think it's one of those things now where Vanderpump Rules was on thin ice, right? Like, it was almost near cancellation. And then obviously this scandal happened, which I do believe is real. I believe that Jax and Brittany took a page out of that book because, in my opinion, they're thirsty. And it's okay being thirsty. Just don't be dehydrated. But they're on the verge of dehydration. Like, the Sahara Desert, give me a water bottle, hydrate that motherfucker, and then feed it to me in my veins. Jax and Brittany on that verge of dehydration. So I'm definitely a little like side eyeing this, all of this, because how convenient that Brittany, my love, told the world, darling, that don't worry, cameras are capturing this. So please tune into the Valley every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, a Central on Bravo. Like, girl, get out of here.
Well, my other question is, if you are going to stage your breakup, can you please do it more organized? Like, I don't want to see the messy car with the 82 trash bags and the paparazzi shots that are supposed to look like it, like how I look right now. Like, if I, like, do it with like some real planning.
Like, show up and show out, have
the boxes labeled, have the outfit on point, get glam, like, do it.
It's a scene straight out of, again, a Bravo reality show. I'm with you. Nobody goes to Publix or to Ralph's on Hollywood Boulevard and buys hefty bags and then all of a sudden calls their glam squad and say, can you give me a bump and curl? How about you give me a nice rinse? You know, throw in a nice like track or two so I can have a bang, so I can go out with the bang. It's all staged to me. And listen, I think Jax and Brittany are great television. I am not buying what they're selling on the corner of Sunset Boulevard. I'm just not buying it.
I don't know. I mean, as we see, like the new trailer was released because there was that like little mini trailer before, which nobody was that excited about. And so then they dropped the like lengthier one, which shows like the couple's marital woes and like that the additional footage is going to be aired. And then it ends with Kristen saying, if I was going to deal with this bullshit, something along the lines, if I was going to deal with this bullshit, I may as well still be on Vanderpump Rules. I was like, one, I didn't know that was an option for you.
Right. You have a choice in this, girl? Bye. Come on.
I was like, I would rather do a lot of things, but you know what? It ain't happening. So let's not throw them out there. Like, yeah, you know what? I'd like to be nominated for an Oscar, but guess what? I'm doing a podcast here.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I would love to play Roxy Hart in Chicago. Can somebody cheat on me? I am begging for somebody to cheat on me so that I can play Roxy on Chicago. I need to fill those high heels and dance and do a split or two and study Renee Zellweger so that I, like, can somebody please sleep with my man, cheat on me, let me go down to USPS, buy a box. Can somebody follow me? Can glam Marlo Hampton, can your glam squad beat my face with Rihanna's Fenty beauty makeup so that I can give me a fucking chance on Broadway?
Well, what's your man look like? And I'll tell you if I'll do it.
Well, he was a mixture between Simon. He's a mixture between Simon and Peter Thomas.
Oh my gosh. All you'd have to do is then add in who else's house husband that really wants to be on air. Marcus Jordan.
By the way, listen, this is such a sidebar for you, Teddy Joe. I think Marcus is so hot, and I think Larsa cleaned him up. He's like, I don't know. I have to think on Marcus Jordan.
No, I think he's hot too. But okay. When we're talking about Simon and we're also talking about Peter, we are talking about guys that like to be on camera. This next headline before we get into recapping the episode, it's a picture of Lala and Amber and Ocean and Lala's stepdaughters. They're all together for Ocean's birthday. And it's creating a lot of discussion because it's showing everybody together. To me, this isn't shocking.
No.
If you're inside, like, if my husband and I were to get divorced tomorrow, I would be such an asshole if I didn't continue building the relationship that I've had with my stepdaughter for the past 15 years. Not only would I be an asshole, I love her. And if I didn't talk to him, I would talk to I don't think it's a big deal, but some people think it's very bizarre for two exes of the same person to communicate. Do you?
No, I'm with you. When I saw that, I'm like, what's the big deal here? Like, what's the beef? Because for me, it goes to show you the growth of Lala. And I know we're going to get into Vanderpump Rules. I am such a Lala fan. I think she's so mature. I think she has shown such growth in her evolution as a woman that I really do like her. So what that picture showed me was she's a grown ass woman who gave a new meaning to the word Ocean's 11. Like, I'm here for it. I was here for all of Ocean. I was here for the blending of the families. I think it's dope.
And they're sisters. Like, let's not forget that part.
Yes.
They are sisters. So, like, if she didn't extend that invite, if she didn't build that relationship with Amber, regardless of what happened to them in the past, you're screwing that up for your own kid.
Yeah, and the kid will grow up blaming you.
Yeah, so build those relationships, even if it's hard, and there's going to be highs and lows, and clearly they didn't always get along, and they had a rocky start, but they have moved on. So I don't get what the big deal is. I truly don't.
And you guys need to move on.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This next one, Tom Sandoval details decision to give Sheena thousands. Vanderpump Rules cast reacts. This is a Bravo article here. Speaking alongside Tom Schwartz on the Vanderpump Rules after show, Sandoval said he chose to help Sheena out during the pandemic for two simple reasons. I knew Sheena was struggling with money.
Mm-mm.
And she's my friend. Mm-mm. I don't want it to be a big deal with her either. He added, I want her to literally forget it happened. What's more, I've done many things like that for many people. Sandoval said, I don't want people to think it's just me sort of buying their loyalty or anything like that. Katie Maloney admitted on Vanderpump Rules after show, helping Sheena out was a really nice and very generous thing to do. But at the end of the day, she doesn't think it really speaks to someone's character or how they're going to show up. Like, thanks for the money, but also you're not a good person. I don't see how that's just completely overshadows or outweighs the damage and bullshit. I also am curious, is this a loan or a gift? To me, there's two very big differences financially. I don't loan money. I don't.
You give.
If I am going to give, if I want to, if I'm going to give somebody money, I will assume it will never come back. Because if not, it ruins friendships. It ruins relationships. If I make the choice to do something, I'm looking at it as a gift. Do you loan money?
I have nine siblings, so I think your the answer lies within that. You know what's so funny about me, Teddy? I'm a loan shark. So if I loan you money, you have to tell me the date you're paying me back. It could be a month from now, a day from now, or a year from now. I will keep the date on my calendar, and then I will then call you and say, hey, it's the 13th of November. Where's my money? And if you don't pay me back, that's okay. You can never ask me for money. And I won't get an attitude. I won't be mad. That's how I roll.
Okay, well, I can respect that. But do you really not get an attitude? Because most people I know that loans money and then they expect to get it back, they may pretend they don't get upset. My husband will loan money. Like he does it and he acts like it's going to be fine. And then he's always disappointed when the person lets them down.
See, that's the thing. I'm disappointed, but I already knew upon Cash Apping, Zelling you the money, that there's a probability I would not get it back. And if I do, I'm always like, oh, I'm always shocked. Right. But right. I have a sibling. This is going to be so crazy for you, Teddy. He borrows money from me every week. So, and pays it back to me, but then asks for it back 2 days later. And it's to the point I said to him, just keep it.
How much money do you think you're into him at this point?
If I had to total how much money my family owes me.
Yeah, I mean, this is.
Not that I have it on my Teddy,
look. You're like, I don't hold a grudge, but it's exactly one time.
Teddy, look. Not that I have a post-it on my wall, but you know, it's a. I'm a loan shark. $12,000 in total.
See, I don't want to know that number. I don't want to know it for myself. I just want to look at it like a gift. And then I don't want my accountant to tell me about it again. I don't want to talk about it again. Once it's given and it's done and I have to block it out.
No, so, I'm with you. But I will say this about Tom's character, which, by the way, lack thereof. If you loan someone money, it's not for the world to know. I'm not going to expose that to the world.
Right, but he didn't expose it. Sheena did.
Well, this is the thing. I wouldn't even comment on it. I would just be like, because the thing for me is this. At the end of the day, you're a man, right? Yeah. And I feel like as a man who loaned a woman money, with everything you said, like you did it because she's your friend, all those things, I wouldn't even give it that much attention. You know, let Sheena do what Sheena does, what she does best, create, you know, a moment. And listen, not mad at it. But as a man, it's sort of like, let her have it. Not everything deserves a response, Tom. And you should know that basically on the interviews you have done lately.
Well, he could have just said, of course, I love her. I'd do anything for her. You know, whatever.
That's it.
You don't need to say how many other people you've done it for. You've done that. Like, it just becomes.
You've done a lot to other people, Tom Sandoval. You've done people. You've done a lot to people. You've been in people. Child.
There's been good and there's been bad, but I also want, then it made me go down the rabbit hole. Do you think he gave Rachel any money when she needed it?
I think he gave her money for other things. If you catch my drift, I think it was a nice, you know, I think it was, you know, hey, we're about to have this reunion. How about we have this same story? And I don't know, there could be a fee attached. You know, I definitely think, listen, Tom is greasy and not just because of his hair.
See, I think she was just as down for it as he was.
In the beginning. in the beginning, but I think once it got exposed, I think she had some, listen to me, yeah. I felt she had some remorse, but she had to continue this story that her man at the time said, we got to stick to the script. And that to me is why I feel sorry for Rachel.
Well, if you had to pick, would you rather be engaged to Tom Sandoval or to James Kennedy?
Can I tell you a secret? Between me, you, and the popper offers?
The popper offers. We haven't come up with a name yet.
I just named it.
Popper offers.
Teddy, I think James Kennedy is so sexy. I think he's so hot. Hey, let me tell you why. He's such a badass. I love the way he performed at the reunion and how he was about to beat Tom's ass turned me on so strong. It was like he was in...
It gave me such the ick.
No, it was like he was in Greece and he was playing John Travolta and I was the blonde with the skirt and the black top and I just wanted to hop behind his bicycle so he could ride me to sunset.
Absolutely not. Couldn't disagree.
I'm the only one who thinks this way.
iHeart, can you please find me a different host for the rest of the
Well, you stand between Tom Sandoval and
James Kennedy. I didn't think you were going to answer that way. You know, I was leading you. I mean, you could have just said James. You went down it a little deeper than I was.
He's hot, but no one beats Tom Schwartz. Sorry.
We call it, oh, by the way, we also from here on out, you have to call Tom Schwartz. Tom, it's just Shorts. We call him Shorts.
Okay. Why?
So this next one is regarding the mid-season trailer. So it starts with Shorts. Says Sandoval is not a trash person. He just did a trash thing. Ariana questions this with a trash thing. And then Shorts and Katie are both seen making out with Sheena's nanny, Tori. Then Sandoval looks to be asking Shorts to move into his house with him, which we know now has not happened, or I don't think it's happened. Mm-hmm. Then James tells Allie that he sees having babies in their future. And then she goes, you know what? I've never felt that. Mm-mm, no. And then Sandoval Jack shows up. Confronts Jack for talking shit and the whole world has talked shit about you. Then Sheena tells Brock, I don't think you and I are going to be together forever. Right convo to have. And then Ariana and Sandoval come face to face with Ariana storming off, telling a producer he just wants 30 seconds for the audience. He doesn't care if I die in a ditch. Sandoval tells Lala, Sheena, and Shorts that Ariana has talked shit about all you fuckers. Well, of course, you all have talked shit about all of each other. And then Sheena asks Sandoval what she means to him. And Sandoval says she means a lot. You know what that gave me? Remember when we were younger and we'd be like, do you like me? Check yes, no, or maybe. And they check maybe. And then you're so embarrassed.
I always got checked yes, Ted. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got maybe twice and it was the same person. And then he told me he liked Kate Cerruto. But if it didn't work out with Kate, then he'd come back around to me.
That's did he ever?
It didn't work out with Kate. Then he came back around. I had moved on. I was done with gingers.
That's right, girl. And you never look back. I love it.
The fact that I can retain that information from third grade from Bradley Reagan, but like I can't remember.
Not the government name, Teddy. Jesus. He's listening, by the way, along with his wife and two kids in the back seat playing Pokemon, girl.
Oh, well, he shouldn't have checked maybe because he scarred me. Then a couple years later, when he wanted to do 7 minutes in heaven, I wasn't having it.
You didn't do it?
No, I'd moved on. I was done. I like tripped by then. Oh my gosh. Okay. This last headline before we get into the episode is Rachel accuses Lisa Vanderpump of victim shaming and spreading propaganda to whitewash Tom Sandoval. The People article is here. Sometimes I feel like if I were to use the word propaganda, somebody has written it for me. Sometimes I feel that way about Rachel.
She has a publicist who has graduated with a degree in journalism and social studies. So, yeah, listen, you can't blame Lisa Vanderpump for this. And I know that people want to blame her as this maniacal like person. And I'm only talking about Vanderpump Rules, not the other show. My opinion, Tom did what he did. He behaved the way he behaved. I don't think anyone is to blame for the behaviors or the aftermath of what happened, but the person at the epicenter of all of this, and that's Tom. So give Lisa Vanderpump a pass on this one.
Yeah, well, she said on her Rachel Goes Rogue podcast, you're welcome, that Vanderpump knows exactly what she's doing. Levis clarified that the video was recorded over a FaceTime call and only learned of its existence when it was sent to her. Levis confessed that Vanderpump's public stance doesn't feel good. This is my question about Rachel Goes Rogue. Is she going to ever talk about something other than Tom Sandoval? And listen, I'm sitting here recapping, popping off about Vanderpump Rules. I get it. But I'm not talking, like, if I spent an entire amount of time solely talking about Lisa Vanderpump every single episode, I don't understand. I don't get it. Can we go rogue with other things?
Honey, there's nothing else to talk about. What she eats for breakfast, or what Peloton instructor she uses in the morning. Like, I don't give two shits about what Rachel does in her pastime. I want to know everything.
Are you sure you're not curious if it's Cody or Robin?
Honey, for me, it's Alex Toussaint. If you really wanted to know my jam.
I like him, but sometimes I need the music. Sometimes the music's like too chill for the Peloton. I'm like, let's go.
You're right there. So now I think, listen, it's called Rachel Goes Rogue. She's going rogue. She's like, you to everybody involved in this show. I am going to state my case because she did not film last season, which, by the way, Rachel, I would have definitely filmed, got my check, and then quit. Like, who's representing you, honey?
I have sneaky suspicion. Well, no, now that this lawsuit's out, I feel like we're going to see her somewhere else. Like, she'll be on, like, not House of Villains, but
Marriage Boot Camp. Like, where is she going to go?
Well, I don't know. Now that the lawsuit's involved, it makes things a little trickier. But anyways, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to recap episode 7 of Vanderpump Rules.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal.
Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. We are back to talk about Vanderpump Rules. I'm here with Carlos King because Emily is out of town, and I'm so happy to have you here.
Yay.
The episode starts where everyone is back from Tahoe. Tom arrives back at his house and Ariana is there. His assistant, Anne. I love that Anne is dressed up to go to the Barbie movie and like gets embarrassed that she...
We're going to go there. Because I'm like, what are we doing?
But Sandoval says he feels optimistic about the trip and there was not very many fights. I was like, you know what? That's like when I go onto Twitter and I'm like, people like me. It's like, what?
He's delusional. He's delusional. Lost his mind.
Delulu.
He's definitely on the Delulu side of the world. But again, he likes to, and I do believe this about him. He has created his own reality because he's not trying to live in it.
Right.
It's too painful.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it, him tiptoeing into his house, having this conversation with Anne, like all of it. Then once again, Ariana has clothing all over her bed, everywhere. Why, if you're not moving out, why is there stuff everywhere?
Can I tell you a very unpopular statement?
Sure.
I am over this Ariana, like, oh, I got cheated on. You're not the first woman to get cheated on. Like I'm so over this sort of like, woe is me. What happened to you is bad.
Yeah.
And I was on your side, sister. I'm not on your side anymore in the sense of you keep telling this same story. Leave the house. You're not married. You don't have any children. Move to Chicago. Learn some dance steps and then go to New York City and hop on Broadway. Go to Dance with the Stars, which we'll get into later. I'm so sick and tired of Ariana acting as if she's the only woman in the world that has been cheated on.
See, that's not even the part that drives me nuts. The part that really drives me nuts is please don't question our... I mean, granted, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I don't suggest that I have zero intelligence by acting like what you're trying to say is if anybody films with this man, you don't want to be friends with them. That you want him fired. And you know what? It didn't happen. It didn't happen. So now everybody else wants to keep their jobs. So of course they are going to film with them. So just move on. Do what you got to do. Yes, you can still be annoyed. You can still be frustrated. You can still say you don't personally want to have conversations with him. But you want your friends to lose their job?
Yeah, it's because she has multiple jobs. It's because she has multiple streams of income. She doesn't care about anyone else but herself. And again, I feel horrible for what happened to her. Nobody should go through that, right? I mean, I'm not going to talk about the fact that allegedly you were a side chick too, allegedly. But we'll get to that on another time. I watched the show. So,
oh, that's so Denise Richards of you. Watch the show.
And apparently Sutton. So then I'm just sort of like, in order for this show to have life, you can't have your friends not film with this guy. It's what's feeding their family, their dogs, paying their mortgages. And to me, it's not like they're officiating his wedding. You know, it's not like they're throwing a party for him. They're literally filming scenes with him and hanging out with him. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. And what it's doing, because she has this stance, is it's making it very hard to like Katie.
Oh, girl. Now that Katie, honey. Katie, girl,
because I know you listen. In person, I love Katie. So I know this, but every time I've ever hung out with her in a social setting, she has been funny and nice and self-deprecating, like all of the things.
Really, I like applicable. Katie. No. Let's be clear. I like Katie. If of all the cast members, I would hang out at iPick in Westwood to see Barbie with Lala. And then I would go to TomTom to like dance the night away with Katie. Like, Katie's my girl. Katie, I don't know whose Kool-Aid you've been drinking with the extra ounce of sugar. It makes no sense to me why she really has like this hard on that this man should be exiled from the existence of West Hollywood or Encino or Calabasas. And she is more angry than Ariana. Girl, like I don't understand the levels, because it's a difference. You should have a disdain for him like I do. But it's the level of disdain that Katie has for him. The way she was talking to Lala, I was like...
Calm down. But I started to realize what it's about. She blames Sandoval for why her and Shorts couldn't make it. Instead of blaming Shorts, instead of saying Shorts didn't have the balls to be the man I needed him to be and grow up and treat me the right way. And instead of saying it's because of him, she's saying, and my guess is she thinks Sandoval was the influence or the catalyst to create that bad behavior from Shorts.
Ladies, stop blaming your man's boy for his behavior. You can't blame the influence of his friends for what he did. Tom Shorts is a grown ass man. He knew what he was doing. I mean, let's be clear. He hid the affair from the friend group, right? So he's consciously aware of what's wrong or right. He knew what he was doing. So take your anger out on him. She's so, and Katie, I love you. You're so pretty. But honey, you're coming across like a bitter Betty. And I just think you need to hop on a Peloton bike along with Rachel and just like go dance the night away on a 20-minute cycle. I'm over it.
I just feel like between this whole conversation when and even Sheena getting back into like the Dancing with the Stars of it all.
Ooh, girl.
That was hard. Whether she's having the conversation, the fact that she's felt okay to have this conversation with now three set different scenes, first with Lala, then with Vanderpump at Casa Rosa, then at the whatever the restaurant is that's on Beverly, and I forget what his name is, where she had hooked up with the bartender in 2006. Yes.
Go, girl.
That many times telling it, like, we get it. But also, I want to be clear. My name has been up for Dancing with the Stars a bunch of times, too. Like, your reps can reach out to wherever. If I made the choice tomorrow to start dance lessons without ever getting a job offer, that's on me. Like, I've never gotten an offer from Dancing with the Stars that I've turned down. If all of a sudden tomorrow, I don't know, Sutton went on Dancing with the Stars, I couldn't be mad at Sutton because Sutton took this job from me. I didn't have the job. I didn't have the job.
Yeah. It's not, this is the thing. It's not like you two went up on an audition to that Emma Stone won in the end, right? Like, it's like okay, mad at Emma Stone and her broken dress at the Oscars. This is Dancing with the Stars. The way it works, Sheena, girlfriend, everybody gets pitched for the gig. Yeah. And they choose, let's have a real conversation, Teddy Joe. You get chosen based on your relevancy during that season. That's all it is. Again, if Tom did not cheat on Ariana, none of you girls would be on Dancing with the Stars. It is what it is. So clearly she got chosen because of the scandal, and that's it.
Granted, then Ariana was very talented and very good, and people loved her on Dancing with the Stars. I'm not saying that Sheena wouldn't be, but all of it seems like they're just grasping for straws at this point. Everybody's put up for a lot of jobs. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. Do I think it was like some kind of diss that Ariana took this job that she knew Sheena wanted? All of us in reality television are going to take jobs other people wanted at some point in time. Everybody's getting pitched and we all want money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Then we get to Ariana and Lala getting coffee together. Ariana shows Lala pictures. I mean, they're just really just trying to dig it for Ariana, just really make her unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
Like her showing the photos from her photo shoot, her doing like then. Lala defends Sheena for getting ripped apart on Instagram. Then Ariana saying she wouldn't actually do anything. Pretty much what Lala's doing is saying, I'm not going to let this season flop and I will put every bit of work I need to make sure it doesn't.
And we call that force multiplier.
And yes. We needed it.
We needed it. Listen, I am obsessed with Lala this season because she's calling shit out the way she sees it. And again, she also notices this. The way her and my man, James Kennedy, took up for Ariana at the reunion, like they gave it to Tom, deservingly so.
It wasn't about Tom. It was about their past relationships and their residual anger towards that.
100%. But of course, it was to show Ariana like, yeah, girl, we have your back. So when we get another season, girl, like, you know, we want to come back too because you need friends. And I think Lala, who's a smart businesswoman, I think she understood, like, you're really milking this story a lot. Yeah. With the stage photo shoots, with Ken Pavis doing your hair, I'm assuming. It's
it took me a second.
Yes, girl, bad.
I was like, Jessica Simpson's hair guy?
Yes, girl. I'm on Hollywood in case you haven't known him. Yes, Ken Pavis did your hair, honey. And it was, I think Lala sort of like, she woke up and said, Ariana is milking this shit and I'm over it. Like, at some point, to your point, Teddy, the show has to go on, because the fear is this. A lot of people are afraid that this may be the last season of the show just because of how disjointed the cast is. And I think Lala knew that this show had a second win in life, and she really wants this to have staying power.
Yeah, and we can't, they can't just harbor on this over and over and over again, which they then do when they go to the restaurant where Ariana's not even there at this point. It's just Katie, Lala, Sheena, and then the girl from last year that was pregnant, that's not pregnant now because she ordered an espresso martini. That was my take from the entire episode. That's all. I was like, oh, she's drinking again. Guess she's not pregnant anymore. Like, that's...
What happened?
Well, she had a baby, but, like, they don't show in. They just bring her back in. Not, like, how's the baby? Nothing. No mention. We just happen to bring her back into our lives as if we... Like, give her something. Like, have her pushing the stroller and hand it to her husband. Like, give us something when she comes back. Nope, she's just there. No one asked her one question about herself, her life.
No one cares.
No one cares. But then Christina, she's like, I'm going to get my day rate here. Christina asks Sheena if Sandoval was more sad to lose his friendship with Sheena than Ariana. And she says, yes, because he was so miserable with Ariana. They compare the situation to Jackson Brittany. Lala says he is still running around town, even though he's married. This is the perfect segue to the Valley. They're like, here you go. Cause they're all friends. They did that nicely.
No, it was good. It was good. No, they're the best at it. But yeah, it was. Listen, that little ponderosa the girls had, I thought was so telling, just based on like how incestuous the group is. But yeah, I, like I said, I really appreciated, you know, the conversation, because it goes to show you that when it comes to these relationships, it could change at the drop of a dime.
Yeah. But also, I'm a little bit, I do wonder, especially because the sandwich, something about her hasn't opened yet or anything like that. I am worried that at the end of the day, the way that Katie rides so hard,
girl,
for Ariana, would Ariana do the same for her? Because no, she's in past years, like, Ariana sat there, why shorts, was saying terrible things to Katie. And not that she didn't say terrible things back to him, but like, it wasn't like she had this big fight for her that I can recall.
No, listen, in this episode, listen, I know I may be getting ahead and it's fine, I'll bring it back. But Ariana kind of showed what type of friend she is in the way she let Sheena out there to dry, you know, like the way she did not like have her back publicly. Let me tell you something. I have been producing reality for almost 20 years. Trust me when I tell you, listeners, when a cast member, and you know this very well, Teddy Joe, so you tell me if I'm wrong. There's a few cast members. There's two particularly in Beverly Hills who really feed into the fandom.
Yeah.
And the way they act on camera is because they're thinking about what the fans are going to say.
Yeah.
And that's what Ariana was doing. So she already showed me, honey, what type of friend she is. She's not anyone's friend. She's the only person she's friends with. Last name Fargo, first name Wells.
Well, I mean, it's going to get a little dicey, I think, as it continues on. But I also want to know, why do we think the bartender wouldn't sign a release? Because they didn't show his face.
I mean, this is going to sound so shady. As Sheena, I apologize in advance. It has nothing to do with you, girl. Not really. I think he was like, do I want the world to know I banged Sheena? Like, I just don't think he wanted that out there. You know, like,
I mean, you gotta be like you. He's probably out here because he wants to be an actor. So for him to say, I don't want my face shown.
Girl, I'm telling you this stuff.
When I do the math and then I think 2006, how many years ago was that?
That is, add the one plus the two. No, that's 19 years ago.
So 19 years ago, are we guessing he was the bartender at Sir when this happened? I was like, where is the time gone? And how do you
that's think my point.
When he walked, when she walked in, like, oh, shit.
Of all the shifts to get into, I got this shift. By the way, you could tell he was hot just based on his arms. I was like, she knows a baddie, baby.
But she tried to like lighten the mood, but Katie wasn't having it.
Katie is a sourpuss this season. I don't like it.
Well, then Lisa goes to TomTom, where of course the pump gate has been installed. Dead. Sandoval tells her Tahoe is great. He is worried about Rachel and he misses her. But then this is where Lisa does her best work, where she pretty much says, I spoke to Rachel and Rachel's dead. And you see his face like. But also, how does Lisa know this before Tom? How? The dog told her, hippie.
Lucy, I put your seat. No, look.
They all live together, these dogs. Talk shit about everyone.
They all talk shit about everybody in the kennel. So, Lisa Vanderpump obviously moves the chess pieces, right? In the words of our friend Kyle, she is Bobby Fischer to me, and that's not a diss. So leave me alone. It goes to show you how smart you are. Thank you. So Lisa Vanderpump never wants to be on the side of wrong.
Right.
So of course she, in my opinion, she wanted. It was less about Tom, girl. It was more about the world knowing that. I keep in touch with Rachel and, you know, I talk to her and I counsel her and I'm her friend, you know, all those things. It was more to let the audience know that she has a relationship with this woman, which apparently she doesn't because Rachel went rogue and said, y'all don't.
Yeah, well, I think what was happening was they were in negotiations with Rachel at this time. And so Lisa probably talked to her. But also, True. She couldn't have just said she's done with you, Tom. She had to say she doesn't love you anymore. I mean, like, can't you leave that for somebody else to tell? Like, she's done with you would have been fine. But like, she doesn't love you anymore. But Lisa had a couple good little nuggies, which I appreciated. Not only the pump sign out front, which is a clear message to the Toms. You know who the real boss is. But then also saying, I don't need to let a 2.5% partner know these types of things.
Absolutely not. Who gets a 2.5 review on Yelp? So Lisa is all about business and she knows that you aren't somebody I want to align myself with. And you're right. I'm the boss and I will remain the boss.
But the fact that she was able to turn that 2.5% partnership into an entire season long a couple years back really shows the excellence of how she can move the pieces.
She's great. Listen, you got to give it to Lisa. She's great.
And she's in this episode a lot. Then she meets Lala at her office with her assistant. This part, I'm happy for Lala, but I don't really think there's anything we need to recap. She's rebranding. She's her new, she's stronger. She sees a different side of her that's less about her. This next part is a jump scare.
What?
Joe's confessional. What is happening? Because Joe is... It's more just like there was like one little barrette here. And I'm not shaming how she aesthetically looks. I think she's she's pretty. AK, people have told me I look like her. I probably act like her too.
But the barrette on the side, girl.
But the barrette on the side and like all of it was just a lot for me to take in. Like,
honey. It was a lot for the producer, the DP, for the lighting guy, for everybody to take it. That's when you know you're doing too much.
But also, how tall is she? Like, is she 7'1"? She kept saying the tall people side, the tall side. I'm like, I've been around shorts. He's not that tall. You're not taller than shorts. So, like, are you my height? I'm 5'3". If I kept calling myself tall, like, like, how tall are you, Joe? I need to know. Send me a DM.
Please. Oh, she will after this, baby. Don't worry.
Like, I just need to know. How tall are you? Why is it such a problem? But, yeah. And then... Yeah, I mean, I can't get over the confessional. Joe looks like I do when I'm leaving the horse show and I'm tired and I'm done and I'm exhausted. And I put my daughter's Brett in my hair so I don't lose it. And then I show up. I'm windblown. Coming off a hangover. Actually, Joe looks like me right now on this podcast.
No, Teddy, in your defense, honey, you look much better. No shade. You look good. Pink background and all. Yes.
Okay. Then the last, we get to their final scenes, which is James, Schwartz, Sandoval, and Brock go to, I think it's the Stinking Rose or whatever it is, where you turn the thing upside down when you're done eating. They have this meat eating competition, which actually grosses me out. I don't eat.
No. I like a good meat eating, Teddy. No.
Wow.
Hey,
I stand by my original statement. Hey. But they're talking about how the girls are all doing astrology night, which then we zip on over to the girls all sitting around with Allie, who I like.
Yeah, me too. I did too. Yeah.
But I've been a part on TV a couple of times where you're getting your astrology read or your rising things and all of it. Mm-hmm. But I really do have a hard time like suspending my belief that like you're not taking some sort of outside information. It's like me saying I watch Beverly Hills and I'm not biased.
Listen. That's very true. There is a level of insight, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's hard, especially, you know, if they choose to be on camera. I think that's kind of maybe the giveaway too.
Yeah. But I mean, this is Allie's profession, but she's like telling everybody things we already know where I'm like, you hang out with them. Of course. Oh, that's because you're Capricorn rising. Like, but I mean, it was a good, it was a fine episode. I like how they have it all ready to queue up with Jax in next week's episode and then leading right into the Valley. Do you think the Valley is going to be better than Vanderpump Rules?
No. Easy answer. No thought needed. One brain cell activated. No, I don't. Look, I just don't see it because the leads aren't the most likable people in the world. So I just don't know if I, this is the thing, Teddy, I don't know if I care. Well, listen, I could be wrong, but you know.
Here's the thing. One of the leads, Nia, I know her because we go to church together and she is like, she could be fooling me, but in my experience, she has been nothing but like nice and kind and like, she's a pageant girl, but like she has always been super, super nice. And her husband has always been very, very nice. And then all of a sudden they called him something like his split personality or his other. So I feel like there's going to be some drama, but I just don't know if I'm going to care other than that couple because I know that couple.
Yeah, I just don't know if I care enough. And listen, this is my opinion. It could be unpopular. I don't know if I care about this season of Vanderpump Rules. I think the shock of the scandal led all of us back into this season. And it hasn't all the time lived up to the hype. Not all the time. I thought this past episode was fine. It was definitely better than most I saw this season. But I don't know.
I would be more interested to hear why like Sheena doesn't think that she is going to make it with Brock. Like those types of conversations is where we have to lead. What Lala's plan is now that she's going to have, like, I hope that's where this season is going to go to, like how she selected the sperm donor, all of those types of things. You know, if she wants to be in another relationship, what the plan was. But I think when we saw the clip of Lala saying once she is pregnant again, she doesn't want to give any man the power to take away her child,
which yeah, I think
I thought that was powerful.
I thought that was so powerful. And it's something I hadn't really thought of in that way when I was here. And I was like, holy, that's true. Yeah. You have to share your weekends. Yeah. You have to share your like your holidays. And that's hard.
Yeah. Listen, all jokes aside, my favorite moment of the episode was that. Because, you know, you and I, we like the real shit, you know, not the made for TV stuff. And even in her confessional where she teared up, by far my favorite moment. It was so real and it hit me like a ton of bricks. It really did.
And that's why I care more about Sheena and Brock than I do about Sheena being on Dancing with the Stars. Because that's or like the picture on the website of the holding being next to Tom. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I don't really care about Shorts and Katie hooking up with the same chick. Don't care.
Me neither. That's what I'm saying to you. I want us to get some new.
I do. I wouldn't mind seeing Joe get upset though, because no girl really wants to be a friends with benefits.
No. And even when it was exposed in the confessional, their difference of stories or how they felt about each other. Yeah.
No. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing her blow a little on that. I'm fine with that. Yeah. Let's go. Thanks for tuning into Popping Off. Make sure to tune in next week. We will be covering Vanderpump Rules and The Valley.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.